Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Everybody's got a story to share. Mary, you're going first today.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
You have a What's With open.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That's great.
Listen to this nice bouncy music.
Every Friday, Mary does a What's With.
I feel like I'm on an infomercial in the 50s.
Look at this butter. It works very well. Oh, anyway, what is with the price of eyeglasses lately? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have not bought a pair of eyeglasses. I don't wear them. I only wear them when I pop out my contacts. Or when I drive sometimes. But man, are they expensive. Anyone agree?
I would have no idea what they cost.
I mean, so I ordered these glasses, no progressives, nothing interesting at all. $450.
What?
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
And how much were the frames?
I don't know. I think the 200 or something, I think.
Right.
But
and then they get you on the lenses and
the
whether
lenses,
you want certain aspects.
And these brand names. You know, you got your Gucci, you got your Michael Kors, your Coach, your Ray-Bans, all these goofy brands that I'm like, I just want a pair. Why can't I? I mean, cheaters are $12.99. Why?
Yeah, I know. You used
I don't
to be able
get
to get
it.
Them for $2.
Yeah, exactly. I know. There, and they say there's a lack of competition. What happened to my music? High markups.
it was just an intro music.
I know, Mary. I know, but it is fun. But anyway, that's my what's with because it was just, and a lot of people don't have, you know, eye insurance.
No, I have eye insurance. We have it if you work here and it doesn't cover anything.
No, well, you have to turn it in after you get your bill. Then you have to turn it in if your eye doctor doesn't cover, you know, use SpectraVision or whatever it is. And yeah, we always have to turn it in later. And man, oh man.
Yeah. It's expensive. I wear glasses, not all the time, but at night and outside. And I have a sister who works in the industry, so I get them at a very good price. That's why I don't think I've ever turned it in. But yeah,
well, I kind of do, too. My daughter's a part timer. But I was like, wow, still a little pricey.
Somebody said two pair an exam for $199 at America's Best. All right.
Mm. Okay. But is it?
Kevin, what's your story today?
So I just got this email from the White Sox Media Relations Department.
Yeah.
Had to make sure it was real. The White Sox are unveiling a graphic installation near Section 140 to honor Pope Leo,
who
attended Game 1 of the 2005 World Series. We've seen the pictures now. We even saw the video during the Fox broadcast. They just happened to pan to the crowd, and he's standing there looking anxious among all the other anxious White Sox fans. But he attended the game with the late Ed Schmidt, a close family friend and White Sox season ticket holder. Schmidt's son Nick remains the account holder associated with the Pope's World Series seat location. So Nick Schmidt will be on hand Monday when they unveil this, but it's a graphic installation near Section 140 to commemorate Pope Leo the 14th. It'll be some kind of something there.
Yeah, because what does that mean? I don't know what a graphic installation is.
I don't know. It says the 100-level artwork commemorates the first U.S.-born Pope's Chicago roots and the unifying power of baseball on the world stage.
I guess they're just going to put an image on that seat, perhaps?
It says installation near Section 140. Oh, okay. So
maybe on the wall?
On the concourse, maybe. So
they'll take that picture. I wonder who owns that picture.
Well, the Sun-Times dug up that one picture, and then there was the video during the Fox broadcast. So, they're going to do a whole unveiling of it this upcoming Monday at 3:30. All the execs will be out there for the White Sox. I mean, I guess you might as well capitalize on the moment, right? It's not like they're selling anything. It's just it's something to honor the Pope.
Hey, you can't knock people for selling stuff either because Rome is filled with merchandise. If you've ever visited the Vatican, whoever is the Pope, and of course there will always be Pope John Paul II merch there, but they sell it on the streets. They sell it everywhere. So, yeah, he's probably going to be one of the most marketed people in Chicago since Michael Jordan.
Well, Monday. You'll get to see what it looks like.
Pope Day. He's installed, I guess. Is that the correct?
Oh, that's
correct.
Right. Because that's
Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Lauren, what's your story?
So obviously we all know about the Chicago Naked Bike Ride, kind of an odd tradition we have here. I stumbled across another state that seems to have their own kind of thing, South Carolina. Theirs is called the Buck Creek Streak. It's a 5K. And it's
there
are a lot of body parts that need just a little bit of support.
Boy.
It's in the Carolina Foothills Resort, so this is a nudist resort. It's not just like on Lakeshore Drive or wherever they randomly do it for anyone and everyone to watch. It is a nudist resort where you have to pass a background check to be a part of this. But they're already at a record 161 people signed up to run this annual race on June 14th. The guy who's in charge of the whole thing was giving an interview to a local paper, and it said, you know, if you go to the turkey trot and drop your drawers, you're probably going to get arrested. So they're talking about how it's a very, you know, it's a community, and it's a lot of fun. That's why we have so many people signing up. And they're also going to have, like, go the extra mile, a 7.3K run for Mike Ward, who apparently was the founder and died back in 2017. So this has clearly been around for a while.
Do you wear shoes?
It says clothing optional, so you do not have to wear anything at all. So while I agree with you, there's a lot of things that move while running. I also think that's probably a heck of a lot more comfortable than sitting on a seat without pants.
Yeah, like a bike seat.
That is true.
The naked bike ride, really, if you haven't seen it, that is something to see. You never really can predict. I just happened to be dining outside one night at a restaurant. Went, whoa, what's going on here?
Did you lose your appetite?
At least you weren't driving.
No, but it is fun to see. It's people. It's all different people. And it's just one of those crazy, quirky Chicago things. And now they announce when it's going to happen. So usually sometime in June or July.
Yeah, I think I saw June 25th because I was trying to look. I couldn't remember if there was a rule where you at least have to have, you know, the private parts covered. But no, I mean, yeah. I guess I didn't realize that. Same for the bike ride. You can go commando completely.
You haven't seen the naked bike ride?
I don't really want to.
I was in a cab stuck on Wacker, and I'm like, why aren't we moving? And then all of a sudden it just went by.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
When is it this year?
I think it's June 25th.
Oh, yep. Boy.
Usually a Saturday night. All right. The news coming up next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.